I climb mountains inside of me. Ho-ho! And do I have fun climbing mountains inside of me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. I climb mountains inside of me. We all do, you know. We all climb mountains inside of us every moment of our life. And because we climb mountains inside of us every moment of our life, we have great and wonderful adventures all of the time. Our life is filled with one thrilling adventure after another, one thrilling mountain climb after another. And we can do it very easily. It's not tiring climbing mountains inside of us. It can be, but it's not tiring climbing mountains inside of us because these are mental mountains. These are mountains of our consciousness. These are mountains of our attitudes, mountains of who and what we think we are, where and what we think we're going, and how we think we're going to accomplish it. We are constantly thinking. Our minds are constantly busy with beautiful thoughts of what we'd like to have happen in our world, of thoughts that we think is happening in our world, of thoughts we think is important to us, of thoughts we think every moment. Now, all of these thoughts are interesting thoughts. They're all vital thoughts. They're all dynamic thoughts. They're all thoughts that tell us a great deal about who and what we are. What kind of a mountain do you have that you're going to climb today? What kind of mountain do I have that I'm going to climb today? Well, today, I'm going to go out and get on the tractor, and I'm going to drag all the work that I did the other day, where I had taken the blade and cleaned up the walks and cleaned up the paths and cleaned up the roads all throughout the 104 acres here of the Absolute Monastery. Well, I had a very busy time. I was going along lickety-split, just having a wonderful time, straightening out the roads, opening them up, blending them, filling in the little water ditches alongside of the roads, and making everything very beautiful and very wonderful. But I found it very difficult to turn around on the tractor. Me. The tractor would go forward, the tractor would turn any way I wanted to, but I had to twist in my seat to see what was going on behind me, to see what the blade was doing to the road. And that was not very easy because somehow I just didn't twist that way. I don't know, maybe I never did, but I always felt that I could look behind me much better. Well, some of the blade work was not as level as I wanted it. So today, a beautiful, beautiful day, I am going to take the blade and I'm going to lift it. And underneath it, I'm going to put the drag. And I'm going to take the drag. It's a piece of chain link fence that I have some pieces of concrete block and other stones on it. And I'm going to drag that along the path on a very slow pattern, so it doesn't bounce the rocks off of the drag, and just sort of smooth down the path where I had it high on one side and low on another side. And I'm going to take it slowly so that it goes easy. Now, I could go lickety-split, and I could do the job pretty good, but I'd lose my rocks here and there, and I'd lose my effectiveness here and there. I could tie the rocks onto the chain-link fence, but the wires that I would tie them on with would soon rub off and break, and I would have to put them on again, too. So I just learned to go a little less quickly. Oh, it takes longer, but I'm just sitting on the tractor driving it. The tractor is doing all the work. I'm just guiding it along to do what I want it to do. And this mountain that I'm climbing inside of myself is the mountain that says, relax. There's no rush. take 1, 2, 3, 4 hours and drive the tractor and run it around the roads and the meditation trails on the property and make them all lovely to walk on, beautiful to experience. But take it easy. Take it easy. I have to keep telling myself as I climb these mountains within myself, these adventures that I have, these desires that I have to manifest, just take it easy. Keep thinking of your ideal road. Keep thinking of the ideal trail up and down the mountains here. Keep thinking of the ideal work that you are doing and not what you're doing on the overall. Just think of the ideal time moment right now. And as I think of the ideal time moment right now, and not worry about what it's going to look like in the overall, just what it is looking like right now. And gently and smoothly, I drive the tractor over the trails and the roads, and gently and smoothly, the work that I had done with the blade is now made even more beautiful. It's made even more beautiful and more perfect and more wonderful. But it's made more beautiful, more perfect, more wonderful because I slowly go along, dragging it along, making it smooth, the path. Oftentimes, I want to go more quickly. Oftentimes, I want to go lickety-split along there, get the tractor in high gear and go, whoom, and just go quickly. And I think to myself, yeah, that is a tendency. When I climb the mountains within myself, when I say to the mountain, I have a mountain in myself, and the mountain says, you can't get up here. And up there is, I like me. And I said, oh, yes, I can. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to just meditate, just affirm, just know that I like me. And I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. That's a mountain. And I'm climbing that mountain ever so gently, ever so patiently, ever so perfectly. And as I climb that mountain, wonderful things happen to me. I feel peace. I feel content. I feel happy. I'm climbing that mountain inside of me, and wonderful things are happening to me. All of us climb mountains inside of us, and we don't realize that we're climbing them because they're comfortable mountains. Now, when I sit at the table and eat a meal, I like to eat 2/3 of my plate, or even 1/3. And doing that, I have sufficient food inside of me to take care of all of my energy needs. And I am at peace. And I tell everyone, just serve me 1/3, and that's enough. I'll be perfectly happy with that. And they say, oh, no, no. And then, of course, like last night, we had pizza. And I had 2 pieces of pizza. And the second piece was so hot, I had to set it aside. And so they gave me another one. And so I ate that one, which had come directly from the store and was nice and warm, but not so super hot. And I ate it with great joy. And then I ate the one that it was too hot and had let cool down. I had 3 pieces of pizza. And that was far more than I needed, far more than I wanted. And it made my tummy say, hey, this is not comfortable. I do not like it when you eat more than you need, when you eat more than you want. And so I have to climb that mountain inside of myself that says, am I going to let my taste buds, my appetite, am I going to let how good the food looks challenge me to eat it even when it's more than I want? That's a mountain that I climb every day, too. It's a mountain I climb at breakfast time. I've cut down from 1 egg to, rather, from 2 eggs to 1 egg each morning, along with my half, it's about 1/4 cup of cereal and a few other things. But simple, simple, simple. And every meal that I eat, my dogs get about half as much as I do. And so I can keep cutting down on the volume that I want. Now, why do I want to keep the volume down? I feel better. I feel more comfortable. My body is more relaxed. It's not always digesting the foods. It's not always working on these things. It's at peace. My body is designed to be at peace. And the inner mountain that I climb is the mountain of peace. Oh, yes. And for me to get up over that mountain of peace, I have to stop my anxiousness. I have to stop my feeling that I need to drink a lot of water, that I need to eat a lot of food, that I need to have all of these wants fulfilled. Now you say, well, water is good for you, and food is good for you. Oh, yes. All things in moderation are good for me. All things in moderation are beneficial for my life. But the mountain for me is to maintain that level of moderation. The mountain for me is to maintain the level of being in control of what I do with my life, what I do with my thoughts. Now, I say to myself, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Oh, that's a lovely mountain for me to climb. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as I climb the mountain in me, I say to myself, I live in that mountain in the ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect. I am wonderful. I am grand. And as I walk through my day, I feel great. My muscles all work perfectly. My brain works perfectly. My thought works perfectly. My eyes work perfectly. My ears work. I hear the birds singing in the trees. I hear the people talking. I hear the planes going by overhead. I hear all of the things that go on in life, and I am so happy about it. The mountains I climb are living in my ideal body. I have to remind myself I'm living in my ideal body because sometimes things come along that disturb me and make me think that my body is not ideal. And when that happens, I have to change my thinking. That's a mountain for me to climb. It's a mountain to change my thinking. Always have my thinking of who and I, what I really am. And who am I? What am I? Why am I whatever I am? Am I a beautiful being? Am I a wonderful being? Or am I a person who hasn't climbed the mountains inside of me? Am I the kind of person that just doesn't take responsibility for claiming the truth about myself? Many times people come to us and they have 100 affirmations. They say, I like me, I like me, I'm this and I'm that. And they read off the book of affirmations that we send to people and they enjoy it. And they say, oh boy. And I say, hey, yes, those affirmations are beautiful. It's beautiful to have many affirmations, but it's better to climb one mountain at a time. Take one affirmation as your mountain and climb that one affirmation at a time. Say, I like me a million times, and you'll find it much more beneficial than saying a million affirmations one time each, because they would just sort of pass through your consciousness without stopping, without dwelling there, without being a mountain that you have climbed, that you have manifested for yourself, myself, that I have claimed for as truth for myself. I want to claim as truth for myself all the beautiful things that I am. But I do it one step at a time. I do it one mountain at a time. And mentally I climb that mountain and I say a truth about myself. And I will dwell on that one truth. And I will make that truth a living experience inside of me. And I will see myself climbing that mountain, claiming that truth, knowing that truth, enjoying that truth, and being that truth. And as I do that, I feel fulfilled, rewarded. I feel magnificent. I feel just fantastic. but I only feel fantastic because I have made the choice to feel fantastic. Do you want to feel fantastic about who and what you are? Do you want to climb the mountains inside of you? Do you want to climb the mountains inside yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me? Climb the mountains inside of yourself as I do, one mountain at a time, claiming the truth about myself and singing to the joyous music inside of me that says, life is wonderful, life is grand, life is beautiful, and that's all that there is to it. Claim that with me now and enjoy climbing the mountains inside of you as I enjoy climbing the mountains inside of me. Know, I love you. I love you. I love you.